My grandma, father's side, lived with us in England for 6 months in the Blue Pot Carew Circuit House, Jin says. She must have known something was going on, I ask. I don't know. If she did, she didn't say anything. Then Jin says, blackberries jammed. 5, 10 purple black fingers. Her broken English. She gives me a ratty old school book, English written in black texter on the front. Insides filled with grammar practice in neat broad cursive and minuscule doodles of flowers and horse heads harnessed to the white space at the top of each page. Ruled margins, no writing outside the lines. I turn to face the house that's still on the computer screen. Blue pots, pink, red flowers, tidy, contained. There's a memory in here, she points to her chest. And I'm not sure if it's from a photograph or if it actually happened. I remember a black and white image with a white border, so possibly it is a memory of an old photo. I don't say a word. She is thinking. There's me, my grandma, and two other relatives, all blackberry picking in the wild brambles behind the house. In the photo, we each hold an empty plastic ice cream tub to collect the berries. And that's it. Can you remember the smell? I ask. I don't know if it's real. My sensorial memory might now be associated with what I've seen in the photo. What can you smell? Green, squished fruit. Feel? Grass swishing on my legs, the prick of a bramble thorn. Taste? Syrupy, cloying sweet, staining the plastic, my hands. Your grandma could barely speak English. Her words were broken? Broken is the wrong word, Jin frowns. Hesitant is better, she says. Grandma felt her way around each English word for its meaning and would occasionally break into Polish. I had trouble understanding her. That would have been hard work for her, translating in her head. She cooked lots of food, Jin says. Every day she'd tell me, you're too skinny, you must eat, and then she'd make me dumplings. Mincemeat and onion, mushrooms, wrapped in homemade dough and boiled and served with melted butter and breadcrumbs. Then she'd sit and watch me eat. We called them koldoonies, she adds, though that might be a made-up word. No, no, I say, they are kalduni or koldooni, a regional dish akin to pierogi. Kalduni means a magician or sorcerer in Slavic languages. Kalduni, she says, and rolls the word around like a dumpling in her mouth. You and your grandma, I remark, you had no trouble understanding each other. She died many years ago, says Jin. I was named after her. We have the same mouth, nose, eyes. Our names are Yanina, Janine. I read about a woman diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder from childhood experiences, Jin tells me. From the outside, she appeared to be successful. Inside, she had flashbacks, depression, and, I found this interesting, she said her anxiety was a tangible thing living in the house with her. It was so alive it needed its own room. In architecture, I say, rooms and buildings are designed and created around an empty space, interrupts Jin. I've seen how you are when you're reminded of something that distresses you, I say. The paralysis, withdrawal, internalized agitation. What's that like for you? Inside my vacant space, parts of my brain deactivate. It's different from being in the zone when I'm writing or making, which is not truly a separation from self, though it might appear that way to someone watching. The zone is more a sense of integration, of warmth, of switching on, everything coming together. Being separate from the world and yourself, but also deep inside both at the same time. Time changes, warps, simultaneously compacts and expands. It's a wonderful sensation that I only recognize after it's happened. But with the flashbacks and dissociation, there are similar distortions with time, but instead of feeling warm, I turn instantly cold like my skin is on fire. The urge not to exist is unbearable. Painful, I ask. Like touching ice, she says. There's a moment where I can draw myself back and still be here, and even talk to others, though usually I leave my body and become mute, frozen, not there. Like the state I saw you in earlier, I say. Yeah, she says, nobody's home.